Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got Rick Krause coming up after the news, after the next break. He's a senior director of congressional relations with American Federal Farm Bureau, American Farm Bureau Federation. And we'll be talking about global warming, greenhouse emissions, things like that. You don't want to miss it. We actually had him on the line right now, but this wasn't the time to have him on. You're calling back in 5 minutes, right, guys? Fantastic. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up right now just for the next 4 minutes. Ted, for stations that just joined us, you bought gold last week when it was $80 less than it's now trading for today. You have British sovereigns, which are always a great deal, and European francs, Swiss and French. You have enough to go, you think, but they'll tell you, if you call too late during the weekend and they're gone, they'll tell you. But you're saying you'll hold this offer through Sunday at midnight.
Yeah, well, I'll do it clean through Sunday at midnight, and you keep saying $80, but it's $100 now, Alex. Gold popped up over $800 an ounce, went to $802. I locked this stuff in right around $702 to $710, right in that area. It was about $706. So the prices have just, it wasn't this great big pandemonial spike like we had this, just a few months ago, but it's edging up, and that's a $100 increase.
Edging up. It's up $52.10 today. It's all over the news that they're artificially suppressing it, that governments have run out of bullion and coins. There's a 35%, just in the last month I was reading, increase in consumer demand for consumer gold as investment and savings and hedge against uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, give them a call. You will not find a deal anywhere near this. This is close to $100, or right at $100. Some of the coins you got at $100 less, some of 98, 97 less. Then and Ted has them in the vault there in Minnesota, there at the bank. He will ship them out to you next week. He has them. He has the sovereigns. And I love hurting the globalist. I love people getting out of these fiat systems and protecting themselves like the elite do. 800-686-2237. They also have the silver half dollars, don't you, Ted?
Yeah, we have the silver half dollars too, and silver's shooting up. I've got those $5 gold pieces. Remember we talked about those last week? That stuff has gone up 40, 50 bucks a coin. I still have the supply at the lower price. All that stuff right now is available. I can tell you right now, Alex, gold holding these prices next week, I won't be able to do it.
How late will the brokers be there for people listening on the radio?
They're going to be here late tonight because the phones are going to be ringing off the hook. They'll be here and I've had brokers here till 2 in the morning. I just wouldn't give up trying. If you happen to hit the voicemail, call in the morning. Right now, Alex, the market is just crazy in gold and silver. And
again, because you've always been so trusted with the international brokers, other people paid late or cheated them. You've got gold and silver when hardly anybody else does, and they're all selling it for 20, 30, 40, 50% premiums. You've got it $100 below. I mean, this is insane. I mean, it's like Crazy Eddie. Oh, yeah. I mean, it literally, though, is. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Ted is giving you a deal that annihilates the competition. This is his loss leader, and they've got them there for you right now. You will get those deals if you call now, the radio special. Now can you still offer that on the American Eagles?
We got some in the American Eagles in the full ounce, half ounce, quarter ounce, and tenth. You can call for those as well.
But is that why supplies last?
Yeah, the only thing that have run out now recently on is Maple Leafs. I can't offer Maple
Leafs. But, can you hold the Eagles?
Oh, yeah. I'll hold them clean through Sunday, but you got to call right away.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, whether you buy one coal, one coin or 100 coins. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, at this deal, Ted is making no money, and he's passing all that savings on because he bought this in a big move, I guess, a week and a half ago, Ted?
Get them for Christmas gifts, Alex. I mean, my God, forget about those electronic toys you plan on giving out. Give them silver half.
The break in 5 minutes. 800-686-2237. They're going to be there till midnight all this weekend and this evening. Call them. Get to the front of the line now, ladies and gentlemen. 800-686-2237. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back live. And for most of the next hour ahead of us, we have a guest on who's with the American Farm Bureau Federation, Senior Director, Congressional Relations, Rick Krause. And I saw articles years ago in England, Australia, New Zealand, some places passed laws to tax the flatulence of cows, pigs, chickens, geese, goats, sheep, everything. And see, that's what greenhouse taxes do. When you read the UN documents, Club of Rome documents, and others, they openly admit, and we've made films about this and covered it, it's in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that it's about controlling human activity and regulating, and this will fund the new utopic socialist state. So it isn't really about global warming, which now it's getting cold, so they say it's climate change. It's normal to have climate change. They're, in their internal documents, which are public but not highly publicized, i.e. they're not secret, but you've got to know where to look, it's all about control. And, you know, Barack Obama says his job is to bankrupt the coal industry. They say they're going to regulate and tax everybody. Premise Society, Animal ID. So we'll talk about all of that, Premise Society, Animal ID, the cow tax proposal would threaten agriculture viability. That's one of the news headlines with our guest. And he is the senior director of Congressional Relations, large national organization, American Farm Bureau Federation, with just, you know, supporting millions and millions of people out there that are in the communities and the people on the farms. So he joins us now from Washington, D.C. Rick, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Let's get into your organization first, your expertise. People know who you are who aren't farmers or ranchers or people served by those communities. Well, we all are, but the people that live in those communities who don't know what a feedlot is or don't know what how people even ranch or farm. Explain to people what your organization does, and then let's get into this flatulence tax.
American Farm Bureau represents the interests of farmers and ranchers across the country. We are comprised with 51 state farm bureaus, the 50 states plus Puerto Rico, and we basically work in state capitals to lobby. We work in Washington, D.C. to lobby for Congress and the agencies, and we also provide services to farmers and ranchers across the country. Basically, we're organized to help farmers and ranchers and to promote their interests and to look after their interests.
Now, you're quoted in this particular news story that I'm reading out of the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation, saying, "This is no laughing matter," Krause said. "The cow tax and the pig tax are parts of a larger scheme by the Environmental Protection Agency to regulate greenhouse gases under the Clean Air Act. They want $175 per dairy cow, $87 per head of beef cattle, and $21 or so for every pig to start with." Let's break this down, what this would do to the already struggling family farm and ranch that are almost a eradicated commodity.
I don't know of any farm or ranch that can pay that kind of money per head and survive. And as you mentioned, it is basically a flatulence tax because that's really the major cause, or at least the alleged major cause, of greenhouse gas emissions from agriculture. And it's part of a much, much larger scheme that EPA has to regulate everything from lawnmowers to power plants to speedboats to you name it. And anything that has to do with emission of greenhouse gases, which is about everything in the United States.
By the way, the European Union standards that Obama's going to try to pass a bill, we have the Senate bill in front of me. It's up, Paul Watson did a story today at prisonplanet.com. For those who think we're joking, the EU's already banned those outdoor heaters that you see at restaurants that are so great. My parents have got one out on their patio. It's wonderful in the winter. You can eat outside. It's a propane. They're banning people having fireplaces or using their logs, and they want that here. This is total control. And imagine the enforcement, the bureaucrats, $125, $87 per cow, the amount of bureaucrats they're going to have to harass us. Guess what? Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead and continue. It just makes me so angry.
It's and the thing is that what they're going to be collecting for here under this tax doesn't go to help solve anything. It goes back into the program to administer the cost of the program, which, as you mentioned, the enforcement mechanisms, the application fees, whatever. So the more money they get, the more money they're going to have to go out and enforce this stuff.
And by the way, these control freaks, I mean, now the game wardens are rude to you on your own property. They want to let you know they own you. When you go to national parks, they're rude to you. State parks, they're rude. Humans are bad. And they want to get into your farms and ranches. They want to boss you around. They want this is hellish. I'm just so upset because a lot of my family are still farmers and ranchers, and they're just barely hanging on, and we're just so sick of the government scum.
It's getting a lot worse here with the greenhouse gas. This fortunately, well, or unfortunately, at least the political appointees in the Bush administration have said they recognize that this is ridiculous, that this really will never work, and will have very serious impacts on an already weak economy. This is the career people at EPA that are pushing this forward, and now they've got a sympathetic ear with the Obama administration. Senior advisors to President Obama have said publicly that they intend to go through with this regulatory scheme once they get into office.
And by the way, people always say, oh, they're dumb in their air-conditioned offices. They don't know this will. Of course they know with the animal ID and premise society that isn't even law, that they try to buffalo and throw 4-H kids out of farm and ranch shows, have the police throw them off property if they haven't signed up for it when it's not even law, to create peer pressure and make it look like you're criminal. They know this is about shutting down the family farm. That's why the big agribusiness producers, they're more than happy to pay this and pass it on to consumers, because it shuts down the small farms and ranches.
That's going to be the effect of it. They know what they do know what these impacts are. Now, the proponents of this kind of regulation will tell you that they're only trying to get at the larger sources of greenhouse gases, but EPA knows the impact of this. They know that they don't have any discretion, that if this regulation goes into effect, that any operation with more than 25 dairy cows or 50 head of beef cattle or 200 head of swine, which represents well over 90% of all the livestock operations in the United States.
And by the way, that's just a start. I've seen them in their own papers. I've been, you know, looking at this for years because we have beef cattle. And they're going to move it down to the small farms within years of getting this.
They already have it. It'll hit over 90% of the livestock operations in the United States.
But, you know, a lot of folks have got 20, 30 head out in the pasture. They just use that money to pay the property tax and to get the exemption, and they work at the power plant in town.
That's right. This is basically the people that are really, that have farming as their livelihood, this is going to capture those. The hobby farmers or the guys that you're talking about, those don't really consider them farmers, per se, real farmers. And they won't be impacted.
How do we stop this? I mean, this is only one of a million torpedoes they're shooting at us, but how do we stop them?
Well, fortunately, they have a comment period open on this thing. It's there is a website called www.stopepa.com. that people can go to and register the protest.
StopEPA.com. And listen.
StopEPA.com.
Yeah, we're on in places like Kansas City, Austin, Texas, you know, East Texas, affiliates all over the Midwest. Farmers and ranchers, don't be lazy. Go register your complaint and call them and be part of protest. If we don't, we're cooked. Give us that website again.
It's www.stopepa.com. Very easy.
And you go in there, and then you register your complaint, and then I guess they'll file it.
That's right. And you click. You put your name in, and you click. And that's all you need.
And then they're going to have with the premises ID and the animal ID, these inspectors, and if a cow dies and you don't report it in a few days, $1,000 fines. Folks, you think you got problems with game wardens every time you're out in the back 40 shooting tin cans, jumping out of a bush, asking what you're doing. Imagine these new bureaucrats to go out and inspect all your cattle, and then that'll, you know, then they'll make you have the new animal ID to go along with this. It all comes together.
It really does. It's part of a scheme that EPA has to regulate as much as they can. And the thing with these greenhouse gases, it's not going to solve anything. Most of the problems or most of the emissions from livestock are natural causes. It's flatulence. It's actually breathing, that type of thing.
Oh,
and there's no way to stop it.
Well, number one, sir, you're being nice about this. I mean, you're just saying and pointing out that this won't even help what they claim. It isn't to help. They want to regulate all. I mean, it's all bull. They know the Earth's getting colder. They know carbon dioxide and methane's good. It's part of our atmosphere that heats up the Earth so we don't freeze to death. Stay there, sir. I just can't.
Okay.
I know you also know about, because you're one of the, you know, their chief senior director of congressional relations for a large national organization in D.C. I want to talk about animal ID, premises ID, how we stop that, other attacks on freedom. And I'm sorry if I'm getting a little emotional here, sir. I just see all the farms and ranches shutting down right now, and I'm sick of it. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director, Congressional Relations, Rick Krause is our guest. Rick, you're the expert on this. Break down what the biggest threats are, not just the flatulence tax.
What do you mean?
The animal ID, the premises ID, the ways they're really closing the tourniquet around our neck.
Yeah, it's there's all kinds of stuff. The animal ID is a very real concern to us. in terms of having that information all out to everybody that can use it to run people off the farms. So it's all of this reporting, all of this type of stuff is a very real concern. Government is tightening the noose around farmers and ranchers, making it very difficult for them to continue to operate. And once that happens, they're going to stop, and food's going to go overseas, and we're going to be importing food at much higher prices.
And by the way, the Argentine and Brazilian and all that South American beef coming in, the Chilean, they don't have to do all of this. So again,
no, they don't, and that's one of the issues that all these regulations are coming on us at added cost to production, and these to come in without those at much lower prices, and we're going to pay for it.
But again, big business likes that. They like big trains or big ships coming in with beef where they can use the hormones, use the antibiotics, the growth hormones, bring it in, feed us the crud, bankrupt the farmers and ranchers, big agri comes in and buys it up. And then meanwhile, they'll be flatulating down in Brazil. They'll be flatulating in other countries. It'll only be here that we won't have the jobs.
Exactly. Now, that's exactly the trend.
Well, it's the same with all the other greenhouse gas taxes. They're going to put restrictions on us here, and then China and India and Mexico will have no restrictions. It will boost overall emissions. I mean, they even believe their own propaganda about the carbon dioxide being a deadly weapon, even though plants breathe it. Then why are they why do they want to move it where there's no controls?
China and India really have basically said they're going to do what they want to do anyway, whether that's going to decrease emissions or not. They don't feel constrained by reducing emissions.
That's what I'm saying. If they put those controls on, people will just leave where they don't have those controls.
Exactly. Now that's we are scared to death that's going to happen here with food and farming, that people and in industry, everybody, people are going to go overseas where they don't have these controls, and we're going to be importing all that stuff.
Man, if there was some new world and I could go have a ranch there with none of these bureaucrats, I'd leave. This country's turning into the Soviet Union.
It is. It really is getting worse all the time. And with schemes like this, with these cow taxes and greenhouse gas regulations, it's just getting worse. And the problem is that the people that are doing this, they know the impacts. We've told them the impacts of this cow tax. They don't know farming. They don't know ranching. And they don't understand.
Well, you know them, and I know them, and I've met them.
I don't want to understand.
They're control freaks who literally hate people that have their own land. They want to steal it.
They do that through regulation. You're right. You're right. They'll regulate it into non-existence.
I'm going to tell ranchers and farmers something. You better get involved with your legislators. You better get involved now because you've been doing this for a long time. Am I right in saying this is all intensifying to levels never before seen?
Yes, it is. Once we thought that it couldn't get much worse, it does. People keep coming at you to try to take the use of your land away from you, and they keep coming and coming, and they don't back off. A couple setbacks that they have, it doesn't bother them. If they have them, they just keep coming and coming and trying something different.
Well, as bad as it is, every nature show, public schools, the media, it's all brainwashing about the environment. It has nothing to do with the environment. It's all about stealing land. And they brainwashed our kids, and that's why they're laughing and saying they're going to win, Rick.
It is. They would just like to take the West and basically turn it into a national park.
They've said that. Let's talk about their agenda, being there in Washington, what you witness as the Senior Director for Congressional Relations in our final segment with Rick Cruz when we get back. And we'll give you their website as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
All right, final segment with our guest, and Bob Chapman's coming up. We will have open phones on the economy with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, and I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are Infowars.com and JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us. Rick Krause is our guest, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Congressional Relations. I've watched your organization for a while. You're always on the front lines, really representing farmers and ranchers and rural communities. We have listeners all over in rural areas. How can they get involved with you? How do they visit the site? How do the people help you up there lobbying for them on the Hill?
We would love to hear from people. Farmers and ranchers are the best lobbyists that we have. We have state farm bureaus in every state. I would encourage everybody to get involved with Farm Bureau at the county and state levels and become active, learn the issues. We do have our website, www.voc.org or VOA.org, and I do encourage people to take a look at it and acquaint yourself with the issues. A lot of times we'll request people to come in and write letters and submit comments, like on the cow tax. So please do this. This is the best thing that you can do. This helps us out a lot.
All right, give us all the websites slowly.
Okay. You you can get to your State Farm Bureau website just by putting in your state, Googling State Farm Bureau. Actually, our website does link to all the states.
So that's FB.org.
Yes, exactly.
FB.org.
FB.org is our website. You go to that. We do have links to every state. I'd encourage you to visit your State Farm Bureau's website. Look at the issues, in a lot of cases there'll be requests for calls to action on different issues. So I'd encourage you to get involved that way.
Well, here's the original statement in 1920 of the Farm Bureau and the millions you've represented since then. The purpose of the Farm Bureau is to make the business of farming more profitable and the community a better place to live. Farm Bureau should provide an organization in which members may secure the benefits of united efforts in a way which could never be accomplished through individual effort. Statement originally approved for the Farm Bureau members in 1920. And, folks, if you don't like how your State Farm Bureau is going, go become members. Get involved. Go to the meetings. You know, try to get into the offices. We need an aggressive group that is standing up. We are under attack. And for all of you that aren't involved in farming and ranching, folks, if you've got a little garden in your yard, you should be involved because we are under attack. We are being vertically integrated. Can you explain that to people, what the big multinationals want to do?
They want to control all facets of production. They're already doing this with poultry and other issues. They want to control growing, manufacture, processing, marketing. And once they have you under contract for growing poultry or birds or whatever, they have you. And there have been a number of problems that our growers have experienced because they keep tightening the screws on you in terms of how you grow things. Alex is right. www.fb.org is where you want to go. Get information on the different issues. There is a website, www.stopepa.com, that will help you file comments on the cow tax. I've been told that over 3,000 emails have been sent already today opposing the cow tax. So this is growing, and get your voice heard. Otherwise, it's going to happen.
And if that fails, they're saying they're just going to call it a farm and ranching tax, which is really the premises and animal ID. Now they were unable to pass that except in Texas and a few other states, but they still then act like it's the law and you know, do things like when they're having the farm show or the county fair, they will let the kids go in with their cows or sheep, and then they'll throw them out like they're criminals and have the cops take them and throw them out saying, you weren't a registered premises. So it's not the law, but then they have the 4-H clubs and the schools say, well, to be a member of this, you've got to sign your family farm up and pay this tax, which, again, is all a way to take over. Shamefully, only Texas passed that, but now that's been reversed partially. Can you talk about the sneaky ways they do this?
Yes, they get into the schools, they get into the big companies like McDonald's or Home Depot or some places like that, and convince them that the ways that they want to have things grown are the right ways or the environmentally right ways according to them. And then McDonald's adopts this. For everybody that grows and sells to McDonald's, they have to produce in the ways that they say. Now, these companies, for the most part, a lot of them see PR value in doing things, quote, the green way, unquote. So they.
But that's not even what they're doing. If you really read the big consortium meetings they have, the big conferences and trade shows they have, They make you adopt how Big Agri does it, which adds all these expenses, which bankrupts you, which a lot of times is even more toxic. And it's just like Walmart and the Defense Department demanding everybody adopt RFID in all products. They're just attempting to force industry-wide changes. Go ahead.
They're attempting to form industry-wide standards according to what they want to do. If you don't conform to that, they just won't buy, and you don't have a market for it. And Walmart and McDonald's and some of those are getting increasingly powerful in terms of who they buy from.
And here's another example. They're trying to pass laws where you can't have open-air farmers markets, where those are regulated and harassed and shut down. The American Cattlemen's Association, what Darry Brownfield says more than 12 years ago, basically became a packer organization, and but they take the ranchers' money and then use it to vertically integrate and actually harass the ranchers, and they've got it from over 100 packers down to, what, 3 major packers. So, again, it's all about monopolies. And then if you don't do what those packers say, they won't buy your cows.
That's exactly right. And you don't, and that's the way it's coming to. The environmental groups are targeting the large organizations, the Walmarts and McDonald's and those, and convincing them to grow the way they want to. And
now, I know you know about this, but I just want you to second it if you're aware of it.
Okay.
They now have the different environmental cult groups, which are really about stealing land at the top, but down low they're little tattletale cult members of the whole green religion. They will go out to a nice farmer ranch and try to get a neighbor next door to sign a piece of paper complaining about the smell of the cow manure or the noise of the mooing cows or that cows are making dirt flow into their stream so they can then go harass them. It's all just mafia thieving.
That's true. That's becoming more and more prevalent these days. A lot of times they do convince these people, and it's farmer against farmer or neighbor against neighbor, and that drives people out of business just as well as anything else.
Now, Obama, and I saw on a show this Sunday called Fueled with Robert Kennedy Jr. and a bunch of others on PBS, I saw them this weekend saying that people that are out of work, that Obama's going to hire them to be environmental officers. So that was on Obama's website, too, but they took it down. They are. Can you imagine what 3 million know-it-all environmental cultists are going to be like turned loose on us?
Yeah, I had not heard that about Obama, but that is a scary proposition. They're already doing some of this stuff in the name of quote research unquote, and they're already informing on people. They're already going on and inspecting. See if you have endangered species on your property or things like that.
And they've been caught hundreds of times planting the endangered species.
Yes, there've been several occasions, yes, where they've done that. Yes.
And let me warn people: they will stick endangered fish in your pond. They will bring in endangered cats. They will bring in endangered birds from 500 to 1,000 miles away. Oh.
It's fish is the real scary one because they obviously have to live in water and controlling temperature, controlling quantities of water is a way of controlling production.
We've also caught them planting bugs.
Yes.
Beetles. So that's just out of control criminals.
And they will do it. There's no question that they do that.
Well, they just caught NASA, mainstream news, falsifying all the global warming numbers.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that happened.
And now we've got a Democratic Congress, and I was no fan of Bush either. It all continued under him, but my goodness, we're in trouble. How bad is it? I mean, I know you guys are bracing there on the Hill. I mean, how bad is it? Are they just going to do whatever they want?
It's hard to say. We sure hope they don't, but it's looking more and more like they're lining up to push through what they want to push through. It seems like they're it just doesn't seem like there anything has changed in terms of cooperating between the parties and trying to reach consensus on things. It looks like we're bracing for the possibility that the Democratic Congress is going to try and do what they want to do.
And by the way, folks, their favorite thing is endangered fish. You know, some little rare cave fish or some of the little rare form that only lives in a couple ponds, or salamanders. And they've been caught coast to coast and in Europe and in Australia. They'll plant bugs. They'll plant fish. They're small. The water gives them a lot of power, under those regulatory rules. It's just like they just listed the polar bear, though it's at all-time record levels, 44,000 just in our hemisphere. A whole bunch more over in Siberia and Northern Europe. And they're expanding their range. And the folks that study it, the archaeologists, are saying that actually polar bears like warmer climates. For a while they've been expanding. Now it's getting colder. So now it doesn't matter if polar bears in just 1 year have gone up 5,000. And decades ago there was only 30,000 they knew of. They don't care. They're just saying it's endangered or threatened to come control everybody, from central Canada up. I mean, these people aren't playing games.
The polar bear listing is very scary. They're using that as a backdoor basis, a way to control global warming. Think of this: anything that emits greenhouse gases, including cows down in Oklahoma and Texas, emit greenhouse gases. If you need a permit for your cows down there, Fish and Wildlife Service could make you consult on its impacts on the polar bears up at the North Pole. Even though you're down there, even though you emit small amounts, you might be required to go through those bureaucratic hoops.
Now imagine, you're going to have a pencil-necked control freak, hundreds of thousands of them a year getting degrees, and they come in, folks. I run it, and they boss you. They let you know. They get out of their car with their clipboard, their little computer. They pop it on their hand. The people all run up to them and kiss their butts. This is called feudalism, is it not?
It's very close to that.
Well, America wants to be slaves. I guess they're going to get what they want, because let me tell you, folks, they're coming. In the 3 minutes we've got left, sir, Senior Director of Congressional Relations, American Farm Bureau Federation, and the website, of course, fb.org, fb.org. In the last 3 minutes, other threats, other attacks on the American people.
We think that attempts to control wilderness, to designate wilderness, to designate wild scenic rivers, control national forests, will tie up lands throughout the country. Issues with regard to condemnation and eminent domain, as we saw with the Kelo case, trying to take private property from people's hands, redistribute it to other private landowners for more upscale development. We think that these are ways that people are going to try to take the use of our lands away from us. Controlling regulations, controlling water quality, expanding the definition of the regulatory reach of what are waters of the United States, which is a very serious effort that was underway in Congress last year. We'll see it again this year.
Yeah, they want to tax your wells. Walmart's moving into water grabbing now.
Yep, they wanted to. And what they're doing, rather than listening to what the Supreme Court says as to what the federal government has jurisdiction over in the water, they want to expand it to everything that's wet or that could be wet.
And that includes, I mean, before to the wetlands, it's a puddle. Now it's just whatever they want.
It's whatever they want. It's the fullest reach. They basically say it's the fullest reach of what they can get, plus anything upland that might affect that.
And now they're arming all these different federal bureaucracies with semi-automatic rifles.
There are a lot of police forces within the agencies, yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's Fish and Wildlife with mm-hmm. SWAT teams jumping out on people who they're catching in their own ponds fishing. That's all over the news. They just run up with machine guns. Hands up, you're fishing.
Yeah, that's the water of the United States. A farm pond is the water of the United States. Gives them regulatory jurisdiction.
Folks, they're going to hurt us. But meanwhile, the cheeseburger-eating zombies have no idea what's going on. Oh, my God.
yes, hang on, folks. The next couple years is going to be real interesting. It's going to be a real ride, real challenging.
Well, imagine the economy's imploding around us, and then the government's tripled in size the last 8 years. It's probably going to triple again. Yes, triple. Can you? I mean, where are they going to get the money? I guess they're just going to squeeze it out of us.
They're going to take it from the cow tax.
Well, how many beef head are there in the country?
There are millions.
And then millions of dairy. So we're talking about billions of dollars here.
We're talking a lot of money. Yes.
They're also talking about a chicken tax, correct? A fowl tax?
They'll be part of it. That will be part of this whole effort to regulate greenhouse gases.
And it's passed on to all of you out there. Well, yes. Amazing interview. Folks can find out a lot more at their local farm bureaus. That's where we read about the flatulence tax being brought in here. We knew it was happening in Europe. FB.org, find out about all the groups in Texas, Wyoming, Arkansas. Thank you so much, Rick, for coming on with us.
Alex, thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Appreciate it. We got to get mad and take action. Rick Krause, thank you. We'll be right back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
We're going to have open phones in the next hour from Bob Chapman at 1-800-259-9231, and I'll cover a host of other issues. We're not putting a bad spin on this. It's worse than I can even articulate. You understand? They are coming for every industry, every job. They are going to take all the out-of-work people who are as dumb as a box of rocks, most of them. The general public, I mean, they're dangerous, folks. They're idiots who think they're good. And they're going to give them a little bit of authority and a walkie-talkie and a taser. And I mean, look out, spies everywhere, tattletales. That's why the FBI is going all over the country and telling rural communities, we want you to come for free donuts and food for a six-hour course. here at the local law enforcement center. And hundreds of people show up, and I know people that have been to these and videotaped them. And they show up, and they spend about 10 minutes on Al-Qaeda and pictures of Bin Laden and pictures of the American flag and 9/11. And they go, now let's talk about the real problem. Marijuana, methamphetamine, that funds terrorism. And then they move into, are people poaching? And they'll have the game warden there and the sheriff and the police chief. And then that whole crowd of old ladies and people go out and become tattletales. And then imagine they're right next door to you, and they're watching you. They're looking for something. Your child runs outside, punches their sister in the face. You go out and give them a spanking. Boom. Cops hit you hard. And I see it every day in the news. They're not playing games. They're not playing games, folks. This government is degenerate and scum-filled, and no one can say they aren't. And I am not even bashing the police here. You got a job, they incrementally warped you, they changed you. I know you're still changing tires and going to robberies and everything else, but that's the point, is that still all this good's being done, but it's being replaced with all this bad. I'm begging the police, I'm begging the military not to just roll your eyes at me. Just look into this, what's happening. Ask yourself if you want to be part of this. They faked all the global warming numbers. They've been caught. It's about stealing land. What are you going to eat? How are you going to live when the economy falls apart? The New World Order is not our friend, ladies and gentlemen. And the sooner we get around to realizing that, the better. And you know how we beat them another way? Spread the word about this show. Millions of people, over a million now, every week, downloading the podcast. Just the podcast. Millions listening on the AM and FM. Over a million a week tuning in on the streams. We're growing. What if we double that number every week? What if you get one new person a week yourself that you know tunes in, and then they get somebody to tune in? That right there. We're leading the way here. I tell you, it's a scary job. It's scary to be in this position. And the expenses are incredible. It's now up to $5,000 a month just to put that free podcast out. And that may not sound like a lot to some people, but that's a lot for us. So that's why we also have all these sponsors, and we appreciate them. And speaking of sponsors, I want to tell you about Interfood, ladies and gentlemen. Interfood is the best green food out there, bar none. A great line of the best organic products you can imagine at super low prices. It's the best green food I've ever had. My whole office has taken it. 866-762-9238 to call, get a free brochure, order some Interfood. They got a bunch of other lines of great superfoods. And they have a new product, Natural Amino Acid Meal Replacement. And the new formula includes a balanced amino acid profile sourced entirely from protein-rich sprouted grains and beans, in addition to chai seeds and spirulina. To sum it up, it's basically a natural, healthy, effective way to lose weight while gaining all the nutrients your body needs. How it works is you mix a cup of it with a glass of juice, and you have it in place of a meal. For example, you can replace one of your meals every day, stay healthy, get all your nutrients, and lose weight in the process. These are great, folks. Just a top-of-the-line product that I believe in. I hope you check it out. Interfood.com, E-N-E-R, food.com. Banners up on Infowars.com. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Check out their whole line of products. Also, I want to tell you about a Cola Blue. I mean, so cool. 7.5 gallons of water out of the atmosphere. It's like a water cooler with no bottle on the top. 7.5 gallons a day, atmospheric water generator for your home. 866-585-4044 or ecolablue.com. That's ecolo blue.com. Check them out today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.